Welcome to a Monday morning. Tony Curry here on Facebook Live, checking in with you as I do every single morning. Man, what a weekend. Hope you guys had a fantastic weekend. Wow, it was just killer. It was full. It was fantastic. We did the City of Brookwood celebration on Saturday night, and my good friend Taylor Hicks was the main act. Tab and the Mojo played. Another band played, was it Storm Harbor, I think they're called. They were fantastic. Anyway, we had a great time. Everyone who came out, thousands of folks came out to the City of Brookwood celebration to celebrate the fact that Brookwood is now a city, was fantastic. And Taylor Hicks was great. Got a chance to hang out with him for a little bit. Let me just say this. You know, life is about power, right? And there are moments in your life where you're up here, you're down here, life changes, it ebbs and flows. And where you find your real friends is the ones that are consistent with you, and they stay with you through all of your power modems, your power changes. And it may be, you know, when you meet somebody, you're down here, maybe you're in the bottom of the corporate ladder, and then, you know, a few years later, you're way up here, you're the president of a club, then you get fired, you're down here again, you go up. And the friends, and I was talking to a friend of mine last night about this, the friends that stick with you through thick and thin, they always return your text messages, they always call you back. Those are the real deal. And Taylor Hicks has been that for me. I'm going to try not to get emotional here because I've known Taylor for about 25, 26 years. And I was talking to this friend of mine last night. When I brought Cheap Trick on stage down at the Five Points Music Hall, I was talking to Robin Zander. This is about, I don't know, 20 years ago. And I said, right after you guys did the Live at Budokan show, and this is before it was actually even on vinyl. And you remember the Live at Budokan, I Want You to Want Me. It was just, it was huge. It was like Peter Frampton comes alive. It just, the trajectory of Cheap Trick's fame and fortune just shot straight up. And I said, man, playing in front of 70,000 screaming fans, Tony Page, good morning to you. What was it like? What happened after that show? And Robin said, man, it was crazy. And Rick Nielsen was there too. He said, it was crazy. And he said, like three nights later, we were at the Iowa State Fair. Playing in front of six people. He said it was pouring down rain. There were grease pigs running up in front of the stage. There were kids with, you know, ice cream cones, and there were rides and all these things. He said, we go to playing in front of 70,000 people live at Budokan, which was by far one of the greatest live albums in classic rock history, to playing in front of six people at the Iowa State Fair. And he goes, you want to talk about humbling, man? He said, so you never try to get too high or you never get too low, because there's not a whole lot of bands that every time they play anywhere, they're going to have 50,000 people that want to see them play. And Taylor's a lot like that. I mean, to see him 17 years ago after he won American Idol, and quite frankly, you couldn't get within 100 miles of the guy. I mean, he was that big. He just won American Idol. He was just huge. And he was America's sweetheart, and he's on Broadway. He's doing all these things. He was huge. I mean, just a monster. And then to see him playing, you know, on this makeshift stage at a ballpark at a high school in the city of Brookwood was just so cool. To be that close to him and to have everyone in the crowd be able to see him like he should be seen. And he's so flipping good, man. The guy can just sing his ass off. Benny Selman, good morning to you. It's just amazing how good he is. And he's never treated me different over the last 20 or 25 years. By the way, he's not paying me to say this. But he has always treated me like a brother, and I appreciate that. It's great, because we all change in our power structure throughout our life, and as long as we have it here in the heart and on our Lord and Savior, it's His will, man. He's going to put us in the right positions to succeed. He wants to see us succeed, is what it is. Andy Morgan, good to hear from you this morning. But man, I was sitting there, and I was smitten. I was sitting there looking at him off the stage. And I was like, wow, this guy's the real deal. He has never acted like he was too big for anybody. And he treats his fans like that. And it was fantastic. It was great. And so I love him for it. Another friend of mine, and he's kind of a rock and roll star too, Brian Christine. Very interesting. He's running for the Alabama State Senate seat, District 15. And he's going to join us in the show on the Curry and Claypo show on Thursday. Politics aside, I know Brian as my urologist, okay? He was just looking at my penis like 3 weeks ago, and the guy's running for District 15 for the Alabama State Senate. He called me up and said, hey, can I come on your radio show? I said, dude, anytime. Politics aside, we can talk about your conservative views. You can talk about whatever you want. I said, but I'm going to talk to you as a friend. So you'll probably get politics unlike any politics you've ever seen. There are so many nasty, flipping, just nasty commercials on television right now. You can't get away from the commercials. And I understand everybody will say and do whatever the hell they can to get their vote. And then they back off. Durant, Britt, all of them. Ivy, it's like, and the commercials are just plain nasty, and I hate it, but I get it. It's politics. So Brian's been a good friend of mine, and here's this everyday guy who is known around the world for some of his wonderful procedures. He's a urologist at Urology Centers of Alabama, which is fantastic, by the way. And good morning to Michael Bivens, the president there. We're going to be doing a show here on Tony Curry Radio in the next few months, as soon as he calls me back, but... So Brian will join us on Thursday, and it'll be an interview with a politician unlike any interview you've ever seen. I'm not giving him 5 or 6 minutes. I'm going to ask him some questions as a friend and what he thinks we should be doing in this crazy country of ours. So that'll be coming up on Thursday. Dark Side of the Pooch today. We have a monster week of all brand new shows. Dr. Rab Stewart from the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. We do this thing called Mutt Mail. It is emails from across the country. Go to TonyCurryRadio.net. Our website's just been updated. It's got all of our shows on it. You can listen to all of our shows. Go to do that this morning. TonyCurryRadio.net. TonyCurryRadio.net. It's Curry with a K. And see our list of shows. We have 10 different shows. And you can podcast, listen to any of the shows you want. Listen to Dark Side of the Pooch. It is fantastic. If you have a dog, a cat, if you have a pet, this is a show for you. You need to check it out. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable, and you'll love the show. That's going to go on today. We have Adapter Parish, fantastic show called Adapter Parish with Adaptogen. That's going to be going on tomorrow. Live Wire Wednesday with Kai Gregory and his whole staff, Precision, Southern Precision Staffing. Fantastic. It goes on Wednesday nights. Mission Monday with Michael Coleman. That goes on Wednesdays. We have Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. He's back this Thursday. A full hour of blues runs at noon and 8. And then, of course, the Damon Johnson show of Brother Kane. He's going back on the road next year to celebrate the 30th anniversary release of their first album. Tommy Williams, good morning to you. He's going to be joining the show. Another great show called When in Rome with Stuart Rome is fantastic. It's a hybrid show. He's a client of ours from the Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. He comes on, man, and we just talk. We're two dudes in our 50s. We talk about the spa and Woodhouse Day Spa and how great that is, but we talk about a lot of classic rock. And he picks somewhat of a theme or a pattern and picks 6 different songs, and we play those songs. So it's a show that makes you look good, feel good, and sound good. It's a fantastic show. Check that out on Friday. We have a classic hip-hop show that runs on Saturday. So check it out. Download the Tony Curry Radio app. I think we got like 1,000 downloads on Saturday at the City of Brookwood. It's great. And then go to Spotify and listen to all of our shows. There's well over 100 different podcasts. We do it all, man. We do everything. There's nothing on there that you won't like, so check it out. And, of course, again, go to TonyCurryRadio.net and check it out. Teresa Ponder, good morning to you. What the hell is going on with Arby's? So my mom and dad, we didn't have an Arby's in Westchester, Ohio. We had a place called Rax, R-A-X, and it was kind of an Arby's ripoff. It was pretty good. But I've always liked Arby's. I only started eating Arby's about 10 years ago. I had a friend of mine, let's go to Arby's, and I was like, I've never been to Arby's. Like 10, 11 years ago. And I was doing commercials. We have the meats. I was doing Arby's commercials when I was on Jocks. And so I was like, I probably need to go eat Arby's. So I go to Arby's down here off of Valleydale Road a couple weeks ago. And of course, I love the Arby's sauce. I mean, I can put Arby's sauce. It's like A1. I can put Arby's sauce or A1 on anything and eat it. I can put it on a brick and it tastes good, right? So I go in. So because of the COVID thing, they have all of their Arby's sauce machines shut down. And so I go to the table and I get me a beef and cheddar, and they got rid of the tater cakes, which I was not happy about. And I said, listen, I says, since you don't have the Arby's machine out here, I said, I need me like 20 of your Arby's sauces. Al Cooper, good morning to you. And she kind of looks at me and I said, seriously, I'm not going to waste them. I'll eat 20 of them with my sandwich. And so she gives me 6. I'm like, what's up with the Arby's sauce? What's up with the flipping Arby's sauce? And I said, I need 20. I said, I'll pay for them. I'll give you a dime a piece, 25 cents a piece, whatever the hell it is, but I want that Arby's sauce. So then she gives me like 3 more and she tells me they're out. How the f*** are you out of Arby's sauce at an Arby's restaurant? I said, seriously. And I was the only person in there. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, seriously. And she just kind of gives me this look. And I love Arby's. I did their commercials for like 15 years. So I don't know what's up with the Arby's sauce. So a few weeks ago, do you remember what happened in Hueytown, Alabama? Gal's going through the Arby's drive-thru, and the manager comes out. She gets angry with her about a shake or something, and she throws some hot oil inside this woman's car. She's got third-degree burns. I'm thinking, what the hell is going on? Well, come to find out this past weekend, if you saw this story, and I'm not slamming on Arby's because I'd love to have your business because I love your sandwiches. Did you see what happened in Vancouver? Arby's manager caught urinating in milkshake mix. What the hell? What's going on? Arby's manager allegedly urinated the milkshake mix at a fast food eatery in Vancouver for sexual gratification. Who the hell gets sexual gratification out of taking a piss in the milkshake machine? What? Stephen Sharp, who is being investigated for child pornography, well, there you go, admitted to police that he enjoyed relieving himself in the restaurant's milkshake machine while working as a night manager in Vancouver, Washington this past weekend. He was arrested by Vancouver police and confessed to downloading and distributing child pornography and having sexual interest in children on May 10th. Where do they find these people, man? We need more workers. Anyway, they're saying that if you receive a chocolate shake at the Vancouver Arby's located at 221 Northeast 104th Avenue on October 30th or 31st, to please bring your receipt back so they can give you money. Dude, if someone's pissing in my milkshake back in October, I think I'm good. And I sure as hell ain't going to admit that I drank the damn milkshake if someone's taking a leak in my chocolate shake. Anyway, I don't know what's going on with Arby's, man. Get it together. I love Arby's. Get it together. We have the piss. No, we have the meats. It's good. I see their commercials all the time. Check out Arby's. Nothing against Arby's. And if someone out there from Arby's is watching the show this morning, I'd love to have your business on Tony Curry Radio because I can talk about your stuff. And I can say we have the meats big time. I could do this commercial. This morning, I want to mention some birthdays. Megan Fox is 36. Janet Jackson, 56. Pierce Brosnan, 69. Liberace, remember him? For you little ones out there, for people that are maybe a little older than I am, they remember Liberace. I know Tommy's watching. They probably remember. My mom and dad loved themselves some Liberace. Liberace was a great pianist, played out in Las Vegas for like ever. He'd like be 103 this morning. But he has a birthday, so for any of you people out there that love the piano, even people that play piano today don't know who Liberace is, and it's a shame because Elton John's kind of the new Liberace, probably because they both wore really funky clothes and they're both gay. So keep that in mind. Finally, I want to mention something in rock history happened last night, which was really, really cool. And I mentioned this story, December 3rd, 1979, The Who played in Cincinnati. And I remember, and I hope I'm hoping I'm remembering this correctly, but my brother actually skipped school to go get Who tickets, got caught. Truancy officer comes to the house. My dad's super pissed off and said, you ain't going to the concert. You're not going to the Who concert. And then my brother ended up going to that Who concert, unbeknownst to my dad, crawled out our window. And until after the show did most of the fans and the band, The Who themselves, found out that 11 people were trampled to death outside the Cincinnati Coliseum. It was a life changer for a lot of people in Cincinnati, not only for those 11 people affected and their families, but also because it was really the last time in Cincinnati we had festival seating. For you people that don't remember, you used to go to a concert and you didn't have assigned seating. You just got there early. This is when we used to, like, go to the Magic Platter and lay out for like 5 or 6 nights to get front row tickets for U2 concerts and stuff like that. But you always had festival seating. And we didn't push and shove. It just didn't happen. Well, evidently, there were thousands of people outside the Cincinnati Coliseum on December 3rd, 1979. They were doing a sound check. People thought the show was starting. They started pushing. And they went through the doors. And really, no one knew what happened until after the concert, when people, or even The Who, didn't know until well after the concert. This is, you know, before cell phones and stuff. We didn't know what was going on until after the concert. And then, of course, you saw the bloody carnage. It was horrible. Well, The Who played in Cincinnati last night for the first time since 1979, since that show. They have told the story. And there was an autobiographical read that came out several years ago about the tragedy in Cincinnati that changed concerts forever. And they talked about how traumatized they have been and how they still, Roger Daltrey will still tell you he has nightmares about that night, because obviously the band wouldn't have continued the concert had they known that 11 fans had lost their life. But they played last night in Cincinnati. What's the name of the thing? It's a stadium. TQL Stadium, is it? TQL Stadium in Cincinnati last night. They played for the first time since 1979, which is really hard to believe because the Who's been touring forever. But it was wonderful. If you get a chance to see any of the clips from the show last night, it was great. I know the Who just played Jazz Fest. Stuart Rome, my good friend from When in Rome with Stuart Rome, was at Jazz Fest. And the Who still sounds fantastic. They have the entire Cincinnati Orchestra, Symphonic Orchestra with them. And basically, I think Roger said it best. He's like, you know, it's the first time we played here in 43 years. We really don't know what to say. And we just want to forget, but we can't. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families that were affected by our show back in 1979. It was super cool. It was super passionate, super sensitive. And kudos to Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. Roger also said, and by the way, we're not getting paid to be here tonight, so we're not going to work that hard. And of course, there was a smattering of laughter through that. But I think it was well received. Unfortunately, Garth Brooks is also playing in Cincinnati this past week, and he may have been playing, I think he may be playing last night too. And because of that, I don't know if the show was sold out for The Who. At TQL. But anyway, it was a great concert. And so for a lot of people that now go to concerts and they wonder why we have seating arrangements, that is the reason. Jeff Ray, good morning to you. That is exactly the reason why we do that. And unfortunately, we see this a lot in life, and as you get a little older, kiddie poos, you'll understand this. There have been many tragedies that really, that goes for plane crashes, concerts, whatever it is, that end up setting the new standard, the new platform, so things are safer and more fun and healthier for all of us, which is a good thing. Unfortunately, 11 people lost their lives at that Cincinnati show. All right, so download the Tony Curry Radio app. Tony Curry, K-U-R-R-E, here. This is the bumper sticker. I can send these out, by the way. See how that looks like an app? It's TKR, Tony Curry Radio. But download the Tony Curry Radio app, listen to the radio station. We were blaring at the city of Brookwood this past week. It was great. I was listening to Damn Yankees and stuff. It was killer. And make sure you go to Spotify. It's free. You don't have to subscribe. And search Tony Curry Radio. You can listen to hundreds of shows, podcasts that we do here on Tony Curry Radio. We're super, 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 super proud of everything that we put on our radio station. Yeah, we do a lot of classic rock and roll. That is our foundation. That is our backbone. But these wonderful shows we do are fantastic, and we do a little bit of everything on it. So check it out. Listen to our podcast, and I greatly appreciate you watching and listening this morning. Don't forget, Brian Christine will join us on Thursday. We'll be live on Facebook as well as Tony Curry Radio. We'll be back on Fox 6 this Thursday morning around 9:30, 9:35. Thanks to Jeremy and Janice and Mickey and all those guys, Mike Duberly. We do a segment on there as well with Curry and Claypo, so it's going to be a fantastic week. I hope you have a wonderful and safe week. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Listen to Tony Curry Radio. Get after it! See you.